what would you call a makeshift sleeping place down on the floor that children like to sleep on? All right, we say we're expecting a big crop from that field because the soil is very
productive or rich.
All right, what is the flat lowland along the stream?
Bottom land.
Okay. And what is low-lying grassland called?
Hayfield.
Okay. And what else could you call hayfield?
I kind of got arthritis and I don't move around too good.
Big hayfield. Good for nothing other than raising grass. What would it be?
I don't recall.
We call it prairie land or meadow.
Well, we wouldn't call it prairie land. No, we wouldn't.
Would you use that other word? Meadow.
I've heard meadow used.
Well, I suppose there was some land that had water standing in it for a good part of the time. What would you call that?
Well, you call it bog or swamp land.
Okay. And would bog or swamp be big or small?
Well, it could be either.
Either one?
Either. It could be small or large.
Right, what is the place where salt hay grows along the sea?
Oh, that's salt flats.
Okay, what different kinds of soil is there around here that you'd happen to have in the field?
What kind of what?
Soil? Different kinds of soil.
Well, be rich soil or poor soil or medium type soil.
Okay.
Clay.
I was going to ask, suppose it's part sand and part clay. Is there a name
for
that? That'd
be loam.
Okay. I suppose the land was a bit swampy and you wanted to put it to cultivation. What would you have to do to get the water off?
We'd have to drain it.
Okay, and what would you call the thing that you dug to drain it?
Drainage ditch.
Okay. A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across is... What would you call that? A deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water.
Be a creek, that is. Creek.
Okay. If there's been a heavy rainfall and the rain has cut a channel across a road or a field, you call that place a?
An erodie. Erodie place.
Okay, and you could say it had washed into
gullies, and gullies, and ditches.
All right. What do you call a small stream of water?
What do you call a branch or rill?
Okay. Is there anything smaller than that?
Spring.
Okay, what would be a little bit bigger, not as big as a river?
Creek.
Okay. What streams can you name around this area?
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I've named all. We have Tennessee River will start up and come down. And have Little Cypress Creek, Big Cypress Creek, Cox's Creek, Sweetwater Branch, and
what do you call a very small rise in land?
A rolling land.
Okay, so there was just one little place. What would you call it?
No.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you turned open the door?
Going out.
And have you heard land referred to as a knob?
Yes, ball knob. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay, what do you call it if it's very large and higher than a hill?
Foothill.
Yeah. Okay, and even higher than that, what would it be?
Mountain.
Okay. And what is the rocky side of a mountain that drops off sharp?